You have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 1 tonight. While you're turning, you say, I want to appreciate the Lord tonight and what He's done. And if we've got the Lord Jesus Christ, we're winners. Praise God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1. Bless His holy name. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Bible says, God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in past time unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath an inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, He saith, And let all the angels of God worship Him. And of the angels, He saith, Who maketh His angels spirits, and His ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness and a scepter of Thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even Thy God, hath anointed Thee with the oil of gladness above Thy fellows. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the works of Thine hands. They shall perish, but Thou remainest. They all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But the which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministered spirits? Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. I want to preach just a little while. I've got to be my helper. Amen. On a scepter of righteousness. A scepter of righteousness. Now we look at this tonight and we see the author here. And a lot of people's argued over the times of the author and the writing of the book of Hebrews. Some people say, well, it was Paul, and others said, well, maybe it was James, and maybe some said Peter, and some said, well, I believe Apollos wrote it because of the nature of the writing. But I want to say the book of Hebrews, as they was pinning her down, the Bible says in the very beginning. See, the Bible usually says Paul, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, or James, a servant of the Lord, or Peter, a servant of God. But this isn't here in Hebrews. The Bible says God. So in my thinking, the way I believe God wrote Hebrews, amen. I believe He wrote it, and He wrote it to the Hebrew people. He wrote it for an acknowledgement to them that they might realize and recognize that the good God of glory would still speak to them in a personable way, in a personable fashion. I'm glad today, praise God, I'm still serving a God that speaks in a personable fashion. Bless His holy name. He said, God, who at sundry times in diverse manners, He said it was in that indefinite time, praise God, and in a whole lot of different ways, glory to God, God spoke to us through the prophets. Now, I don't know about you, I get a hold of that, and it thrills my soul. God says, you know, He said, I a whole lot of different ways I spoke to you through the prophets. He said, the whole Old Testament was full of Me speaking to you through the prophets, speaking the very words of God to our minds that we might know. I want to say tonight, God don't keep us in the dark. God gives us what we need to know to make an informed decision. And He helps us to understand those by the sweet Spirit of God. Amen. I thank God for that tonight. I thank God, Brother Dean was saying, how the Holy Ghost of God just comes along and comforts you, praise God, when you need comforting. He give you just a little touch of the throne of grace to help us to know, praise God, everything's going to be all right. Amen. But He said, hath in these last days spoken us by His Son. He said there was so many different ways that God tried to speak to us. But He said in these last days, He said He spoke to us through His Son. He spoke to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God, amen. And He's also God the Son. Praise the Lord. Amen. So whom he hath appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the world. So he said that his son, praise God, said he's appointed heir over it all. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but praise God, I want to be on Jesus' side. Amen. Because glory be to God, when they go to pick and team, praise God, the news flash, he's got it all.
Amen.
Amen. Anything you'll ever need, praise God, if you're on Jesus' side, you'll get it all. Amen. He created the worlds. Made the world, praise God, the universe, the cosmos. Amen. He said, who being the brightness of his glory, an express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now I want you to notice something here in verse 3. The Bible says, who by the brightness of his glory. Amen. You ought to underline that right there. The brightness of his glory. Amen. I'm talking about a shining light, praise God, that outshines the sun. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah over in chapter 6, he said, on the year King Uriah died, praise God. He said, I looked over at the throne, and on the throne sat the Lord, praise God, and his brightness was so bright. Amen. Them seraphim that was a flying around, praise God, and that glory, the head glory, and those ministers of the throne, those just waiting, amen, to do the bidding of God, had to do it with their wings over their eyes. Amen. Why was that? Because the brightness of his glory, praise God. Amen. It was that same sun, praise God, that same brightness that old Paul, when he's on the road to Damascus, praise God, fell down on his face because he couldn't look no more. Amen. He said it was brighter than the noonday sun. Praise God, said it shined on me. Praise God, and when he shined on me, he said it shined plumb through me. Praise God, and I won't say Paul ain't got over it yet. Amen. Glory be to God, that sun never shines through you. Glory to God, you'll not get over it. Praise the Lord. Amen. That brightness of his glory. Not only is the brightness of the glory, but he said the express image of his person. The Bible said, but Jesus was manifest in the flesh and he dwelt among men. You know what we do when we see Jesus? We see the Father. He said he's that express image. Amen. In other words, he said it's that's pressed out. Amen. It's like when they take those coins and they put them in a press, and when they press that thing, amen, when they remove the press, praise God, there's the image. Amen. He said it's there, amen. He said it's pressed in, it's solid, it's endured. He said it stays. He said he's the express image of the Father. Amen. When they press out them coins, and they remove that press, that express image of that old dead president's right there. Amen. Or maybe the express image of that buffalo. Or whatever they put in there. Amen. He said that's what it is. Praise God. He said if you've seen Jesus, praise God. He said you've seen the Father. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've never seen Jesus. Praise God. Bless your heart, I have. In the volume of the book, he said, it's written of me. Amen. I've seen him in the book. Praise the Lord. Express image, but they were some seen him. Praise God. And when they seen him, they was express image of God. He was so right, so perfect, so pure, that Pilate looked at him and said, hey, I've examined it. I can't see no flaws. Amen. Said, there's nothing. Hey, there may be stuff wrong with the world. There may be stuff wrong with me and you, but there's nothing wrong with our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. I think we still need our Savior. Praise the Lord. The brightness of His glory, express image of His person. And upholding all things. Now watch this. By the word of His power. Amen. His power. We see it out through His word. Because He is the Word. Amen. The Word was manifest in the flesh. And He dwelt among men. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we see the word of His power. When He by Himself purged our sins, we see the precious Lamb of God here. And He said He didn't have nobody to help Him. He said when He had by Himself purged our sins. Whew, praise the Lord. You mean He didn't beat Buddha to help Him? No, sir. You mean he didn't need Muhammad to help him? No, sir. Pray God, when he by himself had purged our sin. Bible said he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. Are you seeing Jesus yet? Huh? I mean, the Father's a painting us a picture here of the Son. Amen. It's like I told you the story about the Father and the picture of the Son. Amen. He said, when you get the Son, you get it all. But we've got to be able to see the picture that the Father's painting of His Son. Praise God, when you get to seeing that picture. Amen. Glory be to God. It's one that you want on the walls of your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the most important thing that we could have. Praise His holy name. We know now He's sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now notice what He says in verse 4. He said, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now we see the angels. The Bible talks about angels. We see the angel Michael, amen, who's a host of the armies of heaven. Amen. He's the one that goes out and fights for Israel. He's the one that does the fighting for God. Amen. We see the mighty Michael as he fights for us. And then we see Gabriel, the messenger angel, as he brings messages from God. Ain't you, glory to God, ain't you glad for that? Amen. How messengers of God, praise God, they speak to our hearts. They give us that we need, praise God. You say, well, preacher, that was Bible. Hey, man, praise God, He's still doing it today. God ain't changed His technique. Hey, the devil ain't. If the devil hasn't changed his technique, why should God? He don't need to change His technique. He still does it, praise God, the same way He always has. He comes from the throne of, the Word comes from the throne of grace through the minister spirit to me and you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see Michael, we see Gabriel, the messenger of the Lord. We also see another one. The Bible says the anointed cherubim, amen, who rose up and the marvelous, the star of the morning as he was. Amen. He was bright and shining in the heavens till one day he began to say, I. He began to have eye problems. Amen. And when he began to have eye problems, praise God, he fell. Have you ever noticed in your Christian life, you can go along, as long as we keep our eyes on the Lord, and as long as we give Him credit for all that He does, praise God, things seem to go along pretty good. But when we start getting eye problems, we start saying, well, you know, I, and praise God, the next thing you know, God just steps back, He says, okay, big boy, go ahead, you take it from here. Yeah. Amen. And the next thing you know, you've just flopped right on your face and you're saying, Lord, here I am, help me get up. Amen. But we see these angels. But He said, praise God, He's far more excellent than they. Amen. The Bible teaches that Michael was mighty. But praise God, Brother Rex, Jesus Christ is the Almighty. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It said that Gabriel was a messenger. But I say Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Satan was a star of the morning. But praise God, I want to say that Jesus Christ is the sun, praise God, which eclipsed the stars. Amen. They have to hide in the shadow of the sun. Amen. I'm saying, praise God, God said, hey, and said He inherits it all. Amen. God said when the sun set at His right hand, He said, son, He said, I'm so proud of you, I'm just going to give it all to you. Amen. And the son said, well, thank you, Father. Thank you for it. But you know, said, I made it all for you. Amen. He said, I made it for you so you could get glory out of it all. Amen. And the son said, son, and the father said, son, He said, I'm so proud of you. Praise God, I'm going to get all the glory I need out of you. Hey, glory. Amen. And He said, those that come along and those that see the Son, those that fall in line with God and do the bidding of the Savior, praise God, that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they're glory to the Father. Amen. Amen. Do you see the Son? I thought on this Sunday. Well, I actually thought about this message last Saturday. And then Brother Julius got up and preached Sunday night on what's missing. He preached that the lambs are missing. Amen. The lambs are missing in their homes. The lambs are missing in our schools. The lambs are missing in our nation. And the lamb is missing in our churches. I thought, oh God, Lord help us if we can see the lamb. Amen. So we can get him back. Amen. So we can begin to love him again, begin to see him again. Praise the Lord. You know what we need? We need old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. Amen. We need to see the Lamb of God. We need to realize and recognize the precious Lamb of God. Why? Because He's obtained an inheritance. And His name is a more excellent name than any that they are in the world. Even more than angels. So which of the angels any time did He say, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten Thee. And again, I will be to Him a Father, and He shall be to me a Son. He said, who else is has the Heavenly Father said that to? My Savior. Amen. My precious Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. He said, and again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, He saith, and let all the angels of God worship Him. Amen. You hear that? You hear that? God the Father. Now I said, it was God's writing this. Amen. God's pinning this down. He pinned it down for me and you. He pinned it down for a Jew. But praise God, it applies to me and you. Amen. And He said, hey, listen. He said, even if the angels in heaven, if they're going to worship anything, they need to worship the Son. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Indians used to worship the Son. Amen. They would bow and they would worship the Son. They'd offer up sacrifice and things to the Son. Amen. Hey, they didn't miss it much. They was just worshiping the wrong Son. They was worshiping S-U-N Son. And He's the S-O-N Son. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the one that makes a difference. He said, even the angels of heaven need to worship God. I will say that, hey, if the angels of heaven ought to worship Jesus, ought to magnify and lift Him up, He said, that's the only way that we can get lifted up, by the way. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So when we begin to worship Him, we begin to lift Him up. I heard a fellow say the other day, he said, well, preacher, we shouldn't worship Jesus. We need to worship God. Who is Jesus? Jesus is God. He said, my Father and I are one. Amen. When you worship Jesus, you worship the Father. When you worship the Father, you worship the Son. Amen. And you can't worship either one without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I think that's what's wrong in America today. Praise God. We're playing church, but there's no Spirit of God in us. That's why we can sit there and week after week and day after day and month after month, year after year, never have a Holy Ghost shout. Amen. Never get excited, praise the Lord. Never say amen. We ought to be the happiest people in the world. Amen. We've got a hope. We've got a Savior in Christ Jesus. He bought us with a price. Amen. He said, let all the angels of God worship Him. Amen. He said, and of the angels, He saith, who maketh His angels spirits and ministers a flame of fire. Amen. He's the one that empowers them. You know, without God, amen, they can't do nothing. You know, when Jesus was hanging there on the cross, you know, He could have called 10,000 angels down, praise God. All He had needed was one. They could have said, cease, praise God, to exist, and that would have been done. Amen. But He didn't do that. Praise God. He had mercy on us. He came to fulfill a task. Amen. Ain't you glad Jesus didn't quit on you? Amen. He kept to the task. Amen. I won't say tonight there's nowhere to quit. Amen. There's nowhere to quit. We're too close to the finish line now to quit. Amen. What we need to do is quit looking back and look ahead. Amen. Praise God. What the Lord wants to do. But He says, but unto the Son, verse 8, He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. What do you mean? That means Jesus has a never-ending lordship. Amen. He's empowered on the throne. He said, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Amen. He said, He's scepter of His righteousness. A scepter of what He's done right. The Bible says, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. Our righteousness, think about it. Our righteousness as His filthy rags. Amen. But the righteousness of Christ, praise God, is what we have to be adorned with. That's the attire that we have to wear. Amen. Because ours is just as filthy rags. But He has a scepter of a kingdom, praise God. You see, this thing ain't always going to go like it's a going. Amen. They said, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Now, it's the Father. We're still the Father talking about the Son. He said, therefore, God, even thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. He said, praise God. He said, there's a little extra joy in Jesus. Amen. He said, there's a little extra hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there's a little extra joy in the Lord, in the Lamb of God. Amen. Said He's anointed. Amen. He's poured Him full of all that goodness. Praise God. And if you know Him, praise God, you get up close to Him and it just oozes out on you. Amen. Praise God. I like to get up in His lap and let that goodness just ooze out on me. Amen. Praise God. The anointing oils of the Lord. But notice what God says here in these next couple of verses. He said, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. Now, it's still the Father talking about the Son. Amen? He said, the Son, praise God. Brother Robbie, he's the one that laid out the foundations. He's the one that is that chief cornerstone of the universe. Amen? He laid it out. He planned it out. And He said, and the heavens are the works of it. You know, now there those crazy things up there in NASA, trying to get more money, more funding, more of your mind and your hard-earned cash. So they're saying, you know what? There's another planet out there just like Earth, and we think there's life there, and we need to try to get there. I want to say there's another place there that's got life. They're right. It's called heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. It's just right up yonder. Amen. Glory be to God. It's just to God. Amen. It's just a thought away. Amen. Did you ever think about that? Praise the Lord. But He said the heavens are His. The foundation of the earth. But listen to what He says. He said, they shall perish, but thou remainest. Amen. He goes on, He says, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. Amen. Now, see, I told you a while ago, I believe I'm going to stay with Jesus. Because He's lasting, He's enduring. Amen. He don't wear out and He don't get old. Amen. Praise God. Hey, He's fresh and new all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. But now look what He says here. It's going to take place. He says, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. You see what He's talking about here? He said, you know what? Said one of these days, said, hey, God's just going to fold this thing up. He said, He's just going to implode upon itself. He said, God's going to fold it up like a vesture. Amen. Like that outer garment that we wear. Amen. He said, one day God's going to say, okay, I've had enough. Amen. He said, I'm just going to fold this thing up. Amen. Like a vest that's taken off, laid out flat, and He folds it up. Praise God. Nice and neat. Amen. Because he's done with that part. He said, that part's done got old. He said, that part's done got beriggled. That part's done waxed old. Praise God. He said, I'm going to get rid of that so that I can bring on the new. Amen. I'm looking for that new. I'm looking for that new city, praise God. Built four square. Bless His holy name. You say, well, preacher, how's this all going to happen? Because of Jesus. Amen. Because He's that scepter of righteousness. Amen. The scepter of righteousness is going to prevail. Amen. Because the scepter, when you study the scepter and you realize the empowerment of the scepter, praise God, you realize that scepter rules. Do you realize in a kingly society that whoever has got the scepter, Brother Jeff, the scepter has more power than the crown? Amen. Amen. Hey, it may be one sitting there with the crown, praise God, but the one that's got the scepter. You remember the story of Esther? Esther, the Bible says that the king called Esther in, and she made a long story short, he made her one of his wives. And it come down that old wicked Haman was going to destroy and kill the Jews. Amen. You remember that story? And they was going to get rid of them. They was going to wipe them out. And Mordecai sent a letter to Esther. And he said, and he was outside, and he was sitting, and he was weeping, and he's in sackcloth and ashes on his head. He's weeping in the morning. Esther sent a servant out there to him, and he told him to go out there and see what was going on. And so she sent Hatak, the chamberman, out there to see what was up with Uncle Mordecai. And Mordecai said, well, you don't know this, but he said, this thing's taking place right before your eyes. In Esther chapter 4, he asked him what was going on. In verse 7, Mordecai told him of all that happened unto him and of the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasures for the Jews to destroy them. Also, he gave him a copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther. Amen. So he takes a copy of the letter, said, this is a copy of our demise. He said, you take it and you show it to her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king and to make supplication unto him and to make request before him for her people. And Hatak came back and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Verse 9, verse 10 said, and again Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. He said, all the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter. Amen. He said that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. She said, it's been a month since I've seen the king, been called into him. Amen. And so they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded of it to Esther to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. Now listen to this. He said, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth? Now listen to this. I like this part. Whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, had you ever thought maybe this is why you're where you are? Amen. I wonder, we don't understand all the time why things happen. We don't understand why bad things happen to good people, but maybe that's why you're there, praise God, where you are. He said, then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Now listen to what she says to Uncle Mordecai. She says, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. And I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Amen. So she told Uncle Mordecai, she said, all right, I understand the situation. He said, you get together all the Jews in Shushan. He said, you pray and fast for 3 days, night and day. He said, me and all mine are going to do the same thing. And she said, I'm going to go into the king. And if I perish, so be it. Amen? But notice what happens. Now watch this. Chapter 5, the Bible says, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. Amen. I want to say, praise God, if we're going to go in and see the king, glory to God, we've got to put on our royal apparel. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we don't have that. Yes, we do. We've got a robe of righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, you can't go in to see the king unless you've got on the robe. Amen. You've got to have that robe of righteousness since you put on her royal apparel. Don't you know she was looking good? Amen. She had dressed up and had on her royal robe. She had a smile on her face. Oh, you didn't go in before the king with a sad countenance. Amen. You went in before the king with rejoicing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because he was the king. Amen. And they said, Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. Now notice, not only did she put on her royal apparel, but she came in by the gate. Amen. Amen. You can't just come in where you want to come in. Amen. If you're going to come in and get close to the Lord and get help from God and enter into the kingdom of peace, praise God, you got to come in by the door.
Amen.
Got to have on that royal apparel. You got to come in by the king's gate. Amen. Praise God. It's the only way in. Notice the Holy Ghost God didn't tell us there was another. Amen. Amen. And said it was so. When the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court. Amen. Now watch this. Now she's in. She comes in with the royal power. She comes in at the gate. Praise God. She comes, presents herself before the king. Amen. And she obtained favor in his sight. Now watch this. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Amen. Praise God. I'm at, praise the Lord. That scepter of righteousness. Amen. He was hanging it out, holding it out there. And it was her. She appeared before him. Amen. And she had on the proper attire. She came the proper way. Amen. And she came with a humbleness, man, and a meekness before the king of, praise God. And he held out that scepter. Amen. And that scepter that said everything's all right. Amen. Everything will be okay. And she came and she touched, the Bible says that she just touched the top of that scepter. And so Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Now that scepter, remember, that's the scepter of all the power and authority that the king has. Amen? And when he reached it out there, and she reached and touched it on the top of it. Amen? Hey, she didn't get, hey, I will say we didn't get in at the bottom. Amen, praise God. Hey, oh God, little children, Lord God, we get in on the top. Amen? What are you saying, preacher? I say we ought to go down with our head hung down. Praise God. We ought to have our head up. Shout the glory to the house. Amen. She went in before she touched it. But then listen to what the king says. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? And he said, what is thy request? Now watch this. He said, it shall be given thee to the hive of the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. She came in with the right attire. She came in at the right place. She came into the scepter. She came in under authority. Praise God. She came into the power. And he said, praise God. He said, you came in to hide the inheritance. Amen. Amen. Hey, praise God. He said, hey, you're going to share in the inheritance. Said, you're going to share in the wealth. Praise the Lord. That's what we get when we get the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We enter into that place where we share in the glory. Praise the Lord. Bible says that Esther invited him to a banquet. And he said, okay, so we'll come. He said, yeah, bring Haman with you. You know the story. And the Bible says that she came in and she said, well, if I, and the wine at the banquet, she said, I found pleasure in your eye, so I want to do this again tomorrow. And he said, I want to fix a banquet for you and for Haman. So I want you to come. So then I'll make my request. And I'll make it known. Amen. So they go out and in the process of time, that Haman, he has to uplift and go out and old Mordecai, the one he hates, his guts, he has to go out and put him in the king's attire, put him on the king's steed and lead him through town and says, hey, this is the one that the king delights to honor. Amen. Don't you know it hacked him? But the Bible says they got over there and the queen made known the wicked Haman and what his intentions was to destroy and tear down. Ain't that just what the devil does? Amen. Don't he just set a trap and a snare for God's people? But in chapter 8, the Bible says after it's all done and Haman's been hung off the gallows and Esther's been given Haman's house, and she informs the king who Uncle Mordecai is. Amen. It's your uncle. And she puts him over Haman's house to take care of it. And then the Bible says in chapter 8 and verse 4, he said, then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther rose and stood before the king. Amen. Praise the Lord. And she said, if it pleased the king, he said, can you just deliver me and my people? Amen. Praise God. He said, Esther, for you, I'll do whatever. Praise God, even to the height of the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because that gold, that scepter has been reached out. I want to say glory be to God. Young, the Bible said that Jesus is the one with the scepter and He's reaching out today. And if we'll just come and touch the scepter, praise God. If we'll receive, praise the Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, God of glory. Amen. We've received to the height of the kingdom. The Bible says we're heirs and joint heirs with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, why? What are you saying? What I said in the beginning. He that gets the Son gets it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, if we're not getting the Son, we're not getting a thing. But praise God, if we get the Son, He's reaching out that scepter, even the height of the kingdom. Amen. He said, if we'll get the Son, we'll get it all. Praise the Lord. He said, He's offered it to us. That scepter, but that scepter is a scepter of righteousness. That right living in the eyes of God. He said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. What kind of scepter are we reaching for today? We're reaching out and touch a scepter of righteousness. That's what's right in the eyes of God. If we want it today, we can have it. He said, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And God wouldn't ask you to do something He wouldn't help you to do. Amen. We're perfectly equipped to be holy in the eyes of God. Amen. Why? Because that scepter of righteousness that Jesus is offering us to us today. That power and strength, that authority from heaven that God has for us today. Amen. He said it's a scepter of righteousness. He said if we want it, He said we can have it. Praise God in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we take Him, we get it all. We get what's right. Amen. And He'll help us to do that. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't have one without the other. See, we try to do right without Him, and it don't work. If we're going to do right, we've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to have Him in us. We've got to have that scepter of righteousness. Amen. He has it. He has the power and authority to guide our lives. Amen. We don't have that today. Not without Him. Amen. But if we've got Him, praise God, we got it all, even to the inheritance. Amen. Even to the inheritance.